Well, when all the families around the table, like they were at Easter here, and they're all standing around the table waiting to begin, what do you say to them? You might say, well,
Noel is at home, and in my house too, we always return thanks to the Lord. And someone, it doesn't have to be anyone special, you know, but somebody, with kid a lot of times, would say a few words, you know, and first one and the other, but that, especially at home, back when I was a kid coming up, well, everybody was around the place, of course, all the boys, we went to the field to work, you know. And the girls, they helped mother in the house when they went at school. But at meal time, well, everybody sit down to the table and eat together. And Papa would sit there and sit around there, and if there's, unless they just happen to be out of pocket, but then they'd run the place one thing or another, hoop them up.
A friend might come to the door, come knocking at the screen door, and you'd be eating, you might say, come on in and
have breakfast or have some dinner or whatever. Get up and fix them a plate. And, if they say no thank you, I've had dinner, I've had breakfast or supper or whatever it might be. Well,
if they sat down at the table and you wanted them to start the food, you say, go ahead and
help yourself.
So
pass them something. What can I pass you? Whatever's happened to be. A table at home was, I expect the table was long as this room is wide this way. And nearly her mother always fixed two dishes of whatever she had, one dish on each end of the table.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the people didn't have to pass it around so much, you know. It wasn't buffet style fed or nothing like that, you know. A picnic style or whatever you want to call it.
And on Sunday night, the food was usually what?
On Sunday night?
You just took the Sunday dinner and you...
Yeah, whatever left over, like a
you warm
regular every day. No, nothing ever was warmed up unless you had visitors or something like that special. You know, well, maybe my mother would pick something extra. But it's a rare thing. Now, a lot of people didn't, but Papa never would let mother do it. After I was married, we'd always eat cold stuff. I wouldn't let my wife. I insisted it wasn't no need of her going through it, all that extra work. When we could get by on what we had for supper. Unless it's special occasions. And
you raised your own, you know, and your father would say, you raised your own garden too, didn't you?
Oh yeah, we had our vegetables. In springtime, and we had roasted ears, beans,
yeah.
Tomatoes.
Yeah. What?
Cabbage. Well, we had some cabbage all known year round, collard greens.
Did you get those little tomatoes? Ones that might come up?
We used to have them come up volunteer like that, the little old plum tomatoes or
Tommy Toes.
Or something, I don't know. And every once in a while they have a bush, they just have scattered of them on there.